Have you accepted the invitation? October 17th. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. The Lord God has provided a banquet for the whole human race. It is represented in the parable as a great supper where there is provided a festival for every soul. All connected with this supper may enjoy the heavenly feast, which is the gospel. This feast is open to all who will receive it. All are invited and urged to come. All who are partakers of the wedding feast, the gospel feast, by this act say that they have accepted Christ as their personal Savior. They wear His distinguishing dress. They have accepted the truth as it is in Jesus, which is the robe of Christ's righteousness. Only those do honor to Christ who accept the invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready, come to the marriage supper of the Lamb." These put on the white linen, the clean, pure character, showing that they no longer live their old citizen life that they lived in their ignorance. Their speech is changed. Their conversation is in altogether another line. All who have the light of the word presented to them are highly favored. That word is the bread of life to those who eat of it. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit, and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes." The priests and scribes and rulers were so self-sufficient that they would not heed the words of Christ. They were convicted, their understanding was convinced, but they would not receive the sent of God. They had been privileged with every temporal and spiritual advantage, but Christ looked upon them as rejectors of all the mercy and compassion and tenderness and love that He had come to the world to bring them. They turned away from the light and evidence that Christ had given them, and scorned His mercy. He looked upon them with yearning desire, and said, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." He was grieved that the people most favored upon the face of the earth should be the very ones to deny Him and refuse His offer of everlasting life. There is to be a constant advancement on our part. The revelation of the Father to the human agent will be such a revelation that the mind can take hold of and comprehend. All who follow on steadfastly to know the truth as it is in Jesus will know that there is still more to be learned. Expansion, development, an increase of faith and holiness, will give us an experience in the religious life, and this is the law of the Christian life, the parable of the wedding feast.